Hey, welcome to another video. This time I'm fishing a shallow reef next to a beach. I'm just looking over the ground. It's sort of shallow rock pools, full of life, full of food, and those bass will be hunting. So the aim of this session was to use unweighted soft plastics like this spindle worm, imitating bait and food that is travelling from the rock pools into deeper water. And the bass will be skirting along the side of those rock pools and those exit points, looking for food that's making its way to a safe place. Those bass will intercept and take lures imitated in this way. However, on this occasion there weren't any fish, and this was pretty standard of this end of the season really. It was so hard to get going, and there's me racking my brains, just couldn't quite figure it out. So it took a little bit of time just to meditate and have a look at the foxgloves and some of the artichokes that were sort of springing up nearby, and changed my tactics. I thought, where can I go? And here's where I ended up. It was a local boulder field where I knew that it had some deeper water to play with, over some sort of sandy bottom mixed with a bit of rough ground, ladderwrack weed, and I just knew that there would be some food moving in around in there, and hoping that the spindle worm would do the damage. I kept working, switching around different soft plastics, and yeah, you'll see a fish in a second. Little fish. This one gave a really, really good account of itself. Like, I thought it was way bigger than this, fighting it. Fell to one of the Savage Gear soft plastics. Dark green paddle tail. Absolutely smashed the lure. So I could feel him taking spindle worms, nothing off the top, nothing on the shallow divers, but everything on, you know, I was using a spindle worm first off, but I just think I need to, you know, just sharpen my hook points. But this guy absolutely nailed it. He's really well fed. What a stunning fish.